dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business. SwissAmerica.com brings you the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is your host, Frank Gaffney, your guide for the war of ideas, being waged in this installment by Eric Stackelbeck of CBN. He's got his own show there, which does magnificent work. We're going to be talking about a special that he has done recently on the Muslim Brotherhood, one of the most dangerous promoters of the stealth jihad we are facing in the world today. We'll also be talking about his take on the Team B report. He's got an independent assessment. Very valuable take. Also, a little on the Murfreesboro Mosque, which I'm going to be visiting next week. Next, Claire Lopez from the Center for Security Policy. She will be discussing the Venezuelan elections that are going to be taking place over the weekend and the kind of cauldron that is, well, bubbling over, I'm afraid, in Latin America today, not just in Venezuela, but Mexico and elsewhere. We'll get her insights into Hezbollah, Iran, China, Russia, their role in all of this, with Claire Lopez in segment three. And segment four, we'll wrap up the week, as we usually do, with our friend Bill Gertz from the Washington Times. Bill has written this week about the rising tensions between Communist China and Japan. We'll also be getting his take on General Amos, Jim Amos, the incoming Commandant of the Marine Corps, and his exemplary first contribution to the War of Ideas in that capacity, or almost in that capacity, namely his testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee on the so-called don't ask, don't tell policy. We'll get all that from Bill Gertz and more. But first, some thoughts from me about the new platform, I guess is what they're calling it. The Republicans have tendered up in the House of Representatives in the recent days. They entitle it A Pledge to America, a new governing agenda built on the priorities of our nation, the principles we stand for, and America's founding values. Well, this all sounds pretty good. It's a little disappointing, from my point of view, in that the treatment given to national security in this platform, well, it's pretty thin gruel, to be honest with you. They entitle it A Plan to Keep Our Nation Secure at Home and Abroad. It runs to all of about a page and two-thirds at the very back of the report, where the platform statement released, as I say, earlier this week. This is a document that has more pictures in it than it has real platforms or positions or plans, as advertised, for our national security. It talks, to be sure, about some of the right sorts of things, how we need to ensure that our government has, quote, a coherent strategy to confront and defeat the terrorist threat, unquote. It notes that we are at war, which is helpful. The Obama administration doesn't always seem to get that right, but it's no more clear about who the enemy is in this war than is the Obama administration. To be sure, it talks about there are signs of that we're facing, quote, an enemy ready and willing to adapt, unquote. Well, true, but who's the enemy? Unstated. The plan for national and border security is, again, fine as far as it goes, but it just doesn't go very far. It talks about passing clean troop funding bills. I'm sure this matters a great deal to the American people. The issue is not how clean or dirty the funding bills are. It's that they are not providing adequately for our forces, particularly the modernization of our forces. This is something that mostly is, I think, unaddressed in this piece. They talk about keeping terrorists out of America. That's certainly desirable, but who are the terrorists? The focus seems to be on not allowing those that are incarcerated at Guantanamo Bay to be brought here. Again, great. But what about the Somalis? What about the Bosnians? What about the Iraqis? What about the other populations from countries in which Sharia is being practiced or is in the process of being imposed? What about bringing all of those folks in? The enemy threat doctrine, as we talk about a lot here at Secure Freedom Radio, is Sharia. Those who adhere to it, not just in Guantanamo Bay, but around the world, shouldn't be brought to this country. And those that are here should not be practicing what is a seditious political agenda. No mention of all of that. Missile defense. Now, here's one on which we can applaud heartily. Up to, again, a point. The Republican pledge to America talks about how, quote, we will work to ensure critical funding is restored to protect the U.S. homeland and our allies from missile threats from rogue states, such as Iran and North Korea. Well, that's, again, great, but what about Russia? What about China? Is there really no difference between the position of the Obama administration, at least the stated position, which is they too will protect us against these rogue states, and Republicans? Ronald Reagan thought it important to actually really comprehensively protect the American people, and I think he was right about it. The dangers have, if anything, grown since his day, and we had best be moving not just rhetorically in the direction of defending ourselves against these threats, but in a much more robust way. Now, we happen to have put forward at the Center for Security Policy, together with a number of our colleagues, an alternative position. We call it the Peace Through Strength Platform, and it's available at peacethroughstrength.com. It lays out a number of specific planks that clarify what we stand for, that would, if embraced, I think, enormously help Republicans to appeal to people in the middle, the independents, maybe even Reagan Democrats, not just some in their core constituency. And if we don't do it, folks, if this is not the platform on which we stand, if this is not what we're offering the American people, then my guess is that whatever comes out of this election, there's going to be an even more intense effort to throw the bums of both parties out in 2012, if we have that much time. So check out the Peace Through Strength platform. Check out the plan, the pledge to America as well. See if you don't think the former beats the dickens out of the latter. We'll have more on all of this in the days ahead. But first up, we have Eric Steckelbeck on the Muslim Brotherhood.
Do you want the big picture on national security and foreign policy? Find out what Ronald Reagan meant by peace through strength at securefreedomradio.org. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Pat Boone here with a news flash. Finally, there's something conservatives and liberals can agree on. Gold. For thousands of years, gold has united mankind regardless of race, religion, or politics. Gold conserves wealth from financial uncertainty, a higher cost of living, and higher taxes. Yet gold also offers liberal benefits, such as growing fourfold since 2001. In fact, gold transcends left-right politics because its value is based upon ultimate economic truth and substance. So, whether you're a conservative, liberal, or independent, gold should be a part of your portfolio and family legacy. Call Swiss America now and request their free 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report.
Call now, 888-393-7513. That's 888-393-7513. 888-393-7513.
Imagine you are a small child living a constant nightmare of abuse and neglect. Late one night, you are rescued from this awful situation and whisked off to a shelter. It happens so fast you have no time to take anything with you. No stuffed animal, no special blanket, not even a clean change of clothes. Scared and with people you don't even know, you have nothing to cling to for comfort. Sadly, each year in America, over 300,000 children endure this trauma and are placed in foster care with empty hands and empty hearts. That's where we come in. With your help, My Stuff Bags Foundation can give these kids their very own My Stuff Duffels, filled with new toys, a stuffed animal, and other desperately needed items. Let's show thousands of children across America that people do care about them, with new belongings and new hope. Please call 8663-MY-STUFF or visit mystuffbags.org. That's 8663-MY-STUFF or mystuffbags.org. Thank you.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always have to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We're joined for this installment and segment by Eric Stackelbeck, a sometimes guest host here, I'm very happy to say, and the superb host of Stackelbeck on Terror, must-see TV on CBN News. He is a correspondent for that network, and he covers the terrorism portfolio, but he's really got an ability to drill down on issues in a way that few others in the journalistic community have. And Eric, is always a privilege to have you with us and to applaud you for the great work that you're doing at CBN and for your contributions to us here at Secure Freedom Radio.
Frank, thank you. It's great to be here.
You were kind enough to join us for the unveiling of our Team B report up on Capitol Hill, and you filed a piece for CBN on it. I'm interested in getting others' reactions to this material that we've put out, and yours most especially. Can you just give me and our audience a quick take from your perspective as a journalist really deeply involved in covering the terrorism beat, which of course is connected to the Sharia problem? What you took away from this report?
Frank, I have to say kudos to you and to Team B, because I believe that this was a watershed moment in battling jihad in this country especially, and exposing the Muslim Brotherhood front groups. You know, it's funny, as you said, I was at the event. I asked you a loaded question. I knew the answer. I said, Frank, tell us about some of the groups who were in that 1991 Muslim Brotherhood memorandum, which the TNV report highlights, rightly so. And I asked you that question, Frank. I know the answer, you know, ISNA, the Islamic Association of Palestine. But I asked you that question because there were other media members there. There was a guy from Voice of America. There was someone from Fox News. There's a few other, you know, more mainstream kind of media
NBC
members.
Yeah.
Yes. And, Frank, I wanted them to hear for their own ears who these groups really are. Because, as you know, we see groups like ISNA, CARE, the Muslim American Society. These groups have been mainstreamed. They're quoted every day by the AP, on CNN, on Voice of America. So I wanted these other members of the mainstream media to hear who they're really dealing with.
Yeah.
So the TNV report not only does that, it just expands things on, it's another level. The team, Frank, that you have assembled with guys like Jerry Boykin, with guys like Andy McCarthy, John Guandalo, these guys are the best in the business. These are true experts. Unlike their liberal counterparts, they've actually read the books. They have the intellectual curiosity. They've been doing for the past 9 years what every sector of our government should have been doing after 9/11. They've actually picked up the Quran, and they've picked up the Hadith, and they've done more than glance at it. The TNV report, I think, as I said, a watershed moment, and I think the average American, which is the key, Frank, we have to reach the average American and break it down for the average American, and I think this report does that.
Well, thank you. That's very high praise. And, Eric, I wanted to thank you for the question, because it did indeed allow us to sort of put into the record, if you will, the entirety of the list of organizations that were identified by the Muslim Brotherhood itself as their organizations or those of their friends. And it's really quite stunning, as you know so well. When you go through that, it's truly a litany of every single prominent Muslim American group in America today.
Absolutely.
With the
and
exception of a couple who have been spawned by these groups in the years since that list was filed in 1991. But Eric Stickelbeck of CBN, let's segue from that to the in-depth special report you've recently done on the Muslim Brotherhood, what your, you know, sort of angle was on it, and what, as you say, the American people are the folks who really need to be taking this information aboard. What do you think, or what were you trying, I should say anyway, but what do you hope people got out of your report, and how can they find it now?
Right. Well, Frank, the report debuted on Tuesday. Now, that was just 6 days after Team B, and I'm hoping the Team B report, combined with my half-hour special on the Muslim Brotherhood in America, I'm hoping this proves a fatal 1-2 punch for the Islamists in this country, or at least the beginning of something really serious, the pushback. My goal, Frank, in setting out to do this 30-minute special on the Muslim Brotherhood in America, you can find it right now on cbnnews.com. It's up. It's going to stay up. It's generating a lot of buzz and getting a lot of hits.
Right.
My goal was to break it down for the average American. An introduction to the Muslim Brotherhood, not for just policy wonks, not for guys like you and I who are national security experts who live and breathe this stuff. I wanted to break it down for Joe Sixpack, the average American at home. And I think we succeeded. I had an ex-FBI special agent, John Guandalo, who also was on the Team B report with you.
Yep.
Patrick Poole, a leading investigative journalist, also a member of Team B, and a guy by the name of Brian Fairchild, who's an ex-CIA clandestine services officer. So this was an all-star team, and I assembled this panel, and I told them beforehand, guys, let's make this easily digestible for the average American. Break the Muslim Brotherhood and their American front groups down to their barest essence. And I think we absolutely did that.
Well,
at the end of the day, the average American understands these people want to kill us, our kids, and our grandkids. And that's something everyone can agree on that we oppose. So I think we did that.
Well, terrific. And let me just say for the audience, our report, of course, can be seen at ShariaTheThreat.com. You've just heard how to find this superb half-hour special at CBN.com. I'd also like to commend a third punch, if I could, and that is Newt Gingrich's new film with David Bossie at Citizens United entitled America at Risk. And I think, Eric, you might agree with me that it probably, as Churchill said, it's a long way from the end and may not even be the beginning of the end. But if it's the end of the beginning of this fight, and people really are now, as a result of your good efforts and the rest, equipped to wage the struggle we must to survive our country in the face of this threat from Sharia, it will be very, very, you know, much a watershed moment, as you say. Let me just finally ask you, I'm headed down to Tennessee, as I mentioned earlier, before you joined us to the audience, to try to help the folks who are opposing one of these outposts of Sharia, incubators of Sharia, that is in the process of trying to get approvals at the local level in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I know you've done some very important reporting on this, Eric. Give us your sense of that mosque, what's going on here, and why we should be concerned for all the reasons we've just been discussing about it.
This is absolutely a brotherhood mosque, Frank. There's not a doubt in my mind. I was on the ground, as I know you were, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I actually was able to confront the imam. He wouldn't go on camera with me, but I confronted him, and I hit him with some pointed questions. And it's interesting, Frank. You're going to laugh at this. I asked the imam point blank, is your mosque connected to the Muslim Brotherhood? Right away, he said, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're in this country? I didn't even know they were here in America. That was his answer. And I had
I'm shocked. Shocked. Gambling in this casino?
Frank, I wish you were on camera. I laughed out loud. So I said, okay, I see the game here, my friend. So that was his answer. He said, we have no links to any outside entities or organizations. All the, you know, over $1 million have been raised by the cab drivers in Murfreesboro. Basically, I was in the mosque during Friday prayers. You know, I mean, this is a bunch of middle-class, working-class guys. I didn't see the potential to raise $3 million to build a huge mega mosque.
Doesn't seem very likely. Eric, I'm going to have to let it go with this. We've just run out of time.
Sure, Frank,
thank you so much for your great work, Eric Steckelbeck at CBN.
Thank you, Frank.
And for your contributions to us here at Secure Freedom Radio. Coming back soon, my friend. I look forward to talking to you about all of this. Next up, Claire Lopez on the Venezuelan elections. Are they real? Or is it just more of the same for Hugo Chavez? Straight ahead.
Download podcasts, hear clips, read the bios of the amazing people Frank Gaffney interviews, all at SecureFreedomRadio.org. Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney. Are you tired of Congress rushing through far-reaching legislation without understanding the consequences or even reading the bill? It's given us a flawed health care plan, an ineffective stimulus package, runaway spending, and crippling debt. Now President Obama wants the Senate to treat our national security the same way by approving the new START treaty with Russia before anyone really understands its ominous implications. The treaty would leave us with fewer deployed nuclear weapons than the Russians and impede our missile defenses while doing nothing about growing nuclear threats from China, Iran, and North Korea. When it comes to keeping America safe, it can't be business as usual on Capitol Hill. Tell your senators that in an ever more dangerous world, we need a strong and reliable deterrent, not a bad treaty. Stop the START treaty now. Paid for by the Center for Security Policy, stopthestarttreaty.org.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. A family drove their elderly neighbor to the doctor. Someone took 2 hours of their morning to help someone else find affordable child care near work. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better note-taking skills and study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. All this happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, right down the street. People are living united. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. We're realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. So do something, any little something, as long as it's something. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Radio that improves your chances for survival in a dangerous world. Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney. Make Facebook your source for essential national security analysis. Search for Frank Gaffney and add him to your friends list.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney. We are joined for segment three by our friend and colleague Claire Lopez. She is a deeply experienced intelligence operative, officer, and just a tremendous resource when it comes to matters of threat assessment and counteracting that threat. And Claire, we've been very privileged to have your tremendous help as a member of Team B. And at the end of the conversation with you now, I want to touch on that again, as we did just a moment ago with Eric Stackelbeck. But first, the breaking news, I guess, is the Venezuelan elections this weekend. We've all been worrying a lot, I think, about Hugo Chavez and what he's been doing in Venezuela. Tell us what you think might come out of these elections and what it might portend for his future and Venezuelan's future trajectory.
Well, glad to be with you again, Frank. Sure. On Sunday, the Venezuelans will go to the polls to elect members of their National Assembly. And at the current time, the president's party, Hugo Chavez's party, controls something like 90% of those delegates. His party is the United Socialist Party of Venezuela. Up against that party is a united coalition of opposition parties, maybe something like 50 or so opposition parties come together in something they call the Coalition for Democratic Unity. Now, the polls recently have been trending against the president and gaining in percentage points for the opposition coalition there. But the problem, of course, is that the president and his supporters control everything in Venezuela, and they shamelessly, rig the election process. So that's what they're up against.
So we're seeing the opposition finally forging some sort of common front, but the deck is stacked. And what, as you were saying, Claire Lopez, is that we've got an increasingly despotic regime in Hugo Chavez, and the prospect that he would allow his power to be circumscribed, let alone undone by actual free and fair elections, is a pretty remote prospect, right?
Yeah, that's it. Even though the polls are showing, or recent surveys are showing, that the president, Hugo Chavez, has something like 37% approval rating versus a 56% disapproval rating, he holds all the power. He can hand out state jobs, contracts, subsidies. Gerrymandering is rampant for the electoral districts.
Yeah.
He has been basically undermining the democratic system in Venezuela for the entire 11 years that he's been president.
Yeah. Every institution, I guess, has really been pillaged, savaged, or simply put to his service. Claire Lopez, as a career intelligence officer, now I'm happy to say a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy, among your other incarnations, I know you have been following closely the extent to which foreign powers are engaging in our hemisphere, both with the Venezuelans in some cases and certainly in Mexico, just south of our border. Give us an update, if you would, Claire, about what is going on that adds even greater reason for concern about the area, in what I call our front yard, not our backyard, in Latin America.
Well, absolutely. In Venezuela, not only is Hugo Chavez dedicated to something he calls a socialist revolution, modeled after his mentor and hero in Cuba,
Fidel Castro.
But he has basically devastated the economy, the inflation, the murder rate is probably the highest in the entire world, and he has played host to a variety of terrorist organizations. There are allegations he's got ties with the next-door neighbor, Colombia's FARC, the opposition guerrilla group there. He also has forged very close relationships with Iran and its leadership, Ahmadinejad, the president, and invited in, essentially, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, its subsidiary Quds Force representatives, and with them, of course, Hezbollah, because, of course, the relationship between Iran and Hezbollah is a close one. Wherever you've got an embassy or representation diplomatic by the Iranian government, you've got officers of the IRGC and Quds Force in liaison relationships with Hezbollah in the area. And that's what's going on throughout Latin America, Central, South, and now on up into North America, meaning Mexico and across the border into the United States.
Yeah, and Claire, again, from your vantage point as a career professional in the intelligence business, as we've talked about before, the porousness of our borders and the presence of these kinds of forces, to say nothing of the Chinese and the Russians and others, but these particularly dangerous elements must give you some sleepless nights, and I think should be of concern to the rest of us as well.
Oh, I certainly, you're exactly right there, Frank. The concern of the border, our border with Mexico, is only increasing. The border and security forces down there, customs and border police, are documenting an increasing number of aliens coming across that border, illegal aliens, who are not Latino. They are not necessarily Mexican or from South America. They are Arabs, and many of them, unfortunately, seem to be actually Lebanese. They are coming out of South America, but from originally diaspora or expat populations of Lebanese Shiites.
Yeah. Which is, of course, the original home of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Claire, let me just jump because we're almost out of time, but you were an incredibly important author and helpmate in organizing this Team B effort. And I think if people are interested in finding out more about some of the groups that you've just mentioned operating in our hemisphere, penetrating our porous borders, like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, like the Quds Force, like Hezbollah. The sections that you contributed, I think, to the Team B report, which is, again, available, folks, at shariathethreat.com, are incredibly useful, you know, short courses in this problem. I just want to conclude maybe with a comment about the Team B report in general, but specifically this particular contribution to our understanding of the threat.
Well, thank you. We tried to include a number of various different threats, and included there, of course, was a section on Hezbollah, and very specifically the danger about Hezbollah linking up with the South American, the Mexican drug cartels to come across our border with weapons, drugs, and illegals, and terrorists among them. So that was an important section of the Team B report. But overall, I really hope that we've contributed a lot to the discussion about what is the threat of Sharia, that is Islamic law, to American law, legal, constitution, and way of life.
Yeah. And as a political activity, not as a matter of religion, and therefore not deserving of the protections of our Constitution, you know, guaranteeing freedom of religion. But Claire, in just 30 seconds, insofar as we are dealing with these sorts of threats external to the United States and the Muslim Brotherhood, as we were just talking about with Eric Stackelbeck here at home, how grave would you say is this threat from Sharia today?
Well, I think as folks will see when they do go to look at the Sharia paper we wrote, Sharia, the Threat to America, they'll see that it is far advanced in terms of infiltration and influence within our society. Elements of society, including academia, media, and government, have all been targeted from within for influence. And it's making progress. Good point. It is not about the First Amendment or religious freedom. This is a legal system, a political even system that is challenging our legal system.
Yeah, and aimed at supplanting it, destroying it from within, as the Muslim Brotherhood would have it. Claire Lopez, again, thank you very much for your terrific work on the Team B report. Check it out at shariathethreat.com. And Claire, come back to us soon. There's much more to talk about, especially after this election over the weekend. We'll be talking
to you soon.
Next up, we have Bill Gertz with a take on the Chinese-Japanese rising tensions and what it means for you. Straight ahead.
First line of defense in the war of ideas. Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney. Miss a show? Find podcasts of Frank and the world's leading national security experts and policymakers at securefreedomradio.org. Ever vigilant, Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Hello, friend. Pat Boone here with some good financial news for a change. Although stocks, bonds, and real estate may be stuck in a rut this year, the next mega stage of the long-term bull market in gold and silver is just beginning. Experts say gold will soon rush to new historic highs because gold alone is real money and offers value, safety, and growth. Gold is no longer a luxury. Today it's a necessity. Safety first. Start now by letting Swiss America educate and inspire you to rediscover gold for your existing IRA. Ask for their rare opportunity, DVD and CD. Stop worrying about financial gloom and do something to protect yourself.
Call now, 888-393-7513. That's 888-393-7513.
Swiss America knows gold.
Call now, 888-393-7513. That's 888-393-7513.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council. Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Fire took place 3 years ago. There was a lightning strike. The winds picked up and the fire just took off. You're in shock. You don't know what you're feeling. You have nothing. I lost my home and 40 years worth of art. I never thought that I would need help from the Red Cross. They gave me emotional support to get up in the morning. I'll never forget what the Red Cross did for me.
Contact your local Red Cross chapter or visit redcross.org.
Joel Klein catches a 7 o'clock train after his evening CPR class at the American Red Cross.
Ron Garrity's on the same train. He's had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself. Until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest, Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your...
Hey, Charlie, what gives?
Hey, did you see that play last night?
Oh, unbelievable. What do they feed that guy?
Yeah, but they still lost.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when I was playing, what we tried to
you,
do... With
it... You played on Biltmore Street.
Hey, come on. I play in the service.
Oh, right.
Anyhow, what I'm trying to say is the kid, he should have...
he should have fallen down. Hey, you okay? Stop joking around. Oh, no. Someone call 911!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio. Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Well, as sometimes happens, we misplace a guest. I think Bill Gertz is otherwise engaged at the moment, but I wanted to share with you a couple of things that he has written recently that we would have otherwise talked with him about. And fortunately, through his superb writing in the Washington Times, where he serves as the geopolitics editor, we have the benefit of his thoughts, even if we don't have the benefit of him here to discuss them with us. We'll catch him next week, as usual, I hope. The first involves a story that is breaking today, namely the release by Japan of a captain of a fishing vessel that it had taken into custody after the fishing vessel apparently rammed a Japanese vessel as part of an ongoing crisis that the Chinese seem intent on fostering inside the areas of the South China Seas that it regards as very valuable, primarily for the minerals and various other natural resources that are to be found there, but also simply because it has now begun to assert, the Communist Chinese have begun to assert their sovereignty over the entirety of the South China Sea. We talked about this yesterday with our friend Gordon Chang, but today's developments suggest that the intensifying pressure that the Chinese were bringing to bear on the Japanese, which included everything from running down their currency to the seizure of several of their nationals, to suspending various high-level conversations and talks and the like, were actually creating so much pressure on the Japanese. And oh, by the way, cutting off the sale of rare earth minerals to Japan, without which the Japanese industry, like our own, at least key elements of that industry, are going to be severely impacted. Now, I mention all this simply because for those of us who are following the rise of Communist China and the increasing aggressiveness of Communist China, this is kind of a microcosmic example of what we need to anticipate we'll see a lot more of. China throwing its weight around. And those in the region looking to us for help on the one hand, and in some cases, and it may be this is one of those cases, where the governments involved simply decide to make a separate peace with the Chinese, to yield to their demands rather than face the increasing pressure, and worse, perhaps, that the Chinese are ever more capable of dishing out. Interestingly enough, there was a piece in National Public Radio this morning in which there was discussion of something, again, Gordon Chang discussed with us yesterday, the increasing prominence of the military in both the power circles of Communist China and the public articulation of the Chinese position. And that does not bode well. There is a very, very high probability, I would anticipate, that the more militaristic we see Chinese government agencies and policymaking circles become, the more the appetite for foreign aggression will grow. And that will probably not be confined to the South China Sea. I think we'll see a lot of it there, to be sure, but that won't be all of it. And given the forward positions that China has acquired all over the world, in South Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, as we were just discussing with Claire Lopez, including positions at both ends of the very strategic Panama Canal, and positions in islands of the Caribbean, not least of which, of course, is Cuba, this kind of assertiveness on the part of China, at a moment when the President of the United States is hectoring them about trying to let their currency float for our domestic political and economic interests, is, I think, a straw in the wind, this Chinese-Japanese contest. We had best be aware that we're either prepared to counter it and to join forces with our friends and allies in South Asia, or Southeast Asia, I should say, the Western Pacific, who are facing an imminent and increasingly intimidating threat from China. We're going to see, by sheer evolution of the situation, I'm afraid, accommodations that will not be in our interest and that will only further embolden the Chinese. Now, it's interesting, just quickly on this, Bill Gertz in the Washington Times on September 15th, noted that there is a classified map that the Chinese had dated back to 1969 in which they actually acknowledge some of the islands over which this fishing captain drama has been focused, the senkaku, as they call them in Japan, and the diaowu, as they call them in China, are actually recognized, at least according to this 1969 map, as belonging to Japan, which ought to bolster the Japanese position. But, of course, I'm sure the line would be, well, that was then, and this is now. So we're going to be watching this space closely with Gordon Chang and of course, with you in the days ahead. Let me just conclude with one other issue that I wanted to touch on based on Bill Gertz's terrific reporting. He noted something that I think has largely been missed by others, that in the immediate run-up to that very important vote in the United States Senate on, I believe it was Tuesday of this week, in which the Senate narrowly but decisively said no thanks to legislation that included the repeal of the ban on avowed homosexuals serving openly in the military. But earlier that same day, the incoming commandant of the Marine Corps, General James Amos, was on the frying pan, I guess you'd say, before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the committee that had passed out this legislation only a few weeks before. And he took a very robust position opposing repeal of the current ban. He said, quote, "In my personal view, the current law and associated policy have supported the unique requirements of the Marine Corps, and thus I do not recommend its repeal. My primary concern with proposed repeal is the potential disruption to cohesion that may be caused by significant change during a period of extended combat operations." He called this a distraction for Marines that are, quote, "tightly focused at this point on combat operations in Afghanistan." And he urged that the review that is now underway in the Pentagon, which, by the way, has become increasingly controversial because of some comments made by one of its leading participants, and we'll get into that again a bit more next week, that this review should tell us a lot, General Amos said to the Senate Armed Services Committee, about whether such a change will be disruptive to unit cohesion. Thank you, General Amos, for having the courage to stand up for your troops and for the United States military more generally. I think it had a decisive effect on what happened in the Senate Armed Services Committee's fulminations as they went to the floor to vote, and we look forward to your leadership in your new post as Commandant of the United States Marine Corps. That's it for this installment of Secure Freedom Radio. We may do without Bill Gertz, but we will get him back soon. And thanks to all of you for listening with us this week, and I hope you'll do so again next week, same time, same station, for more of what you absolutely need to know to secure your freedom and that of those you love. For all of us here at Secure Freedom, thank you for listening. This is Frank Gaffney.
You've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, brought to you by SwissAmerica.com.
This is Frank Gaffney. Are you tired of Congress rushing through far-reaching legislation without understanding the consequences or even reading the bill? It's given us a flawed health care plan, an ineffective stimulus package, runaway spending, and crippling debt. Now President Obama wants the Senate to treat our national security the same way by approving the new START treaty with Russia before anyone really understands its ominous implications. The treaty would leave us with fewer deployed nuclear weapons than the Russians and impede our missile defenses while doing nothing about growing nuclear threats from China, Iran, and North Korea. When it comes to keeping America safe, it can't be business as usual on Capitol Hill. Tell your senators that in an ever more dangerous world, we need a strong and reliable deterrent, not a bad treaty. Stop the START treaty now. Paid for by the Center for Security Policy, StopTheStartTreaty.org.